Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Krista Garofola with the Treasure Coast Food Bank. TCFB is the largest hunger relief agency on the Treasure Coast, providing millions of pounds of food to over 200 charitable organizations. Krista, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having me, Drew.
Tell me about the recent Feeding America study and what you learned about the local face of hunger.
Well, this is an annual study that Feeding America has commissioned for the past 3 years, and it's a way for us to look at the landscape of hunger in our community at the county level, which prior to 3 years ago, we weren't able to do. We had state numbers and national numbers, but this really allows us to look at everything on a county-by-county basis and really be able to tell who in our community is food insecure, which means that there are people who are not sure where their next meal is coming from. So they analyze census data and they get some data from the Nielsen Institute, and they're able to take a look and see who's struggling to put food on their table. They may be okay 1 week, but the next week it's a little bit harder. So this really allows us to see what the need is in our community and how we can best respond to those needs.
What do the numbers show you?
The numbers are not good. They're slightly better than last year, but we do still have about 17% of the Treasure Coast population is food insecure, and that's about 100,000 people in our community struggling to put food on the table, not sure when they're going to be able to get to the grocery store, if they're going to have enough money at the grocery store to get the things that they need to meet the health and nutrition requirements for them to have a happy and healthy life. So some of them do qualify for some of the federal assistance programs, but oftentimes a lot of them do not, even though they are struggling to put that food on the table. So that's another thing that we're looking at in terms of, you know, how can we help meet these gaps in needs where there's people that are struggling, but they don't qualify for certain programs that would help.
I'm speaking today with Krista Garofola with the Treasure Coast Food Bank. Tell me about your summer feeding program for children.
Our summer feeding program is one of our newer programs. We started it last year, and it's to provide food to children that qualify for free and reduced lunch during the school year. They receive food assistance through the schools throughout the school year, but when school lets out, they don't have access to those meals on a regular basis. So the summer food program was put together to fill that gap and fill that need for those children. So we have multiple sites that are available. Children can come by during the lunch hour, stop in, get a meal. It's a healthy meal, and it will help their parents who normally rely on that food during the school year from the schools to make ends meet and not have to worry about finding that extra food that they don't normally have on a regular basis.
And of course, emergency food needs are your number one priority, but what are some of the other projects and programs that the Treasure Coast Food Bank offers?
We offer a lot of different programs. Our emergency food system is what we're most known for with the food pantries and the soup kitchens. We also run school pantries and backpack programs, and those are in conjunction directly with mostly schools, but also after-school programs like the Boys and Girls Clubs, where we provide food directly to the children on campus or at their after-school program. And that's really for children that are at risk of not having any food available to them when they go home at night or if they're going home for a weekend or a holiday. So that's another way that we're able to get food in to children specifically. Our school pantries also offer the ability to bring home additional food for them to share with their families, which is really great.
How can people help you? You must run a lot on volunteers, I would imagine.
We do. Our food bank could not do what we do without the work of volunteers. We have them at our facility every day, sorting food, coming out to our mobile pantry distributions at different remote sites. If anybody is interested, you can visit our website, stophunger.org, or give us a call at 772-489-3034 and just ask to talk to somebody about volunteering. We'd love to have more people on board and helping us out so that we can feed as many people as possible.
I've been speaking today with Krista Garofola with the Treasure Coast Food Bank. If you'd like to know more about their programs or to volunteer, you'll find links on our website, wqcs.org. Krista, thank you for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having me.